This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you get home tonight, maybe after you've hit the gym, I don't know, you might grab a quick shower. You'll probably wash the dishes, and at some point, you're going to go to the bathroom. You get where I'm going with this, right? All of those things take water. We've been thinking a lot about water out here in California, drought and all. But people in Detroit are thinking about it, too, because the city has started shutting off water for possibly thousands of people who are behind on their bills and not, oh, by the way, for the very first time. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has that story.
People freaked out about these shutoffs when they first started happening last year. They made national news. It made international news. And Mayor Mike Duggan was quick to respond.
I don't know how to filter water and pipe it from the river to somebody's house at no cost.
That is him last August defending the city's decision to shut off water to people not paying their bills.
Right now, it is other Detroiters paying for it, and there are a lot of Detroiters paying a water bill who can't afford to be paying other people's bills as well.
So that was when Duggan offered up this different solution, payment plans. Basically, people could pay what they owed the water department a little bit at a time, so long as they stayed current on their new bills.
You have to stick to the payment arrangement.
But here's the thing. People didn't. At one point over the winter, nearly every single person who had gotten onto these payment plans had fallen off, including Andrea Malone. Malone is a single mom. She has a daughter who's 9. The daughter's been in and out of the hospital.
I missed a payment because I had to pay another bill. It was either pay the water or pay the electricity or buy food or pay her hospital bill. So I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul.
So today, Malone is calling up the water department.
You have reached the customer care call center at the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department.
Now, like a lot of people in Detroit right now, Malone is trying to get back on the payment plans now that the city is once again shutting off people's water.
Actually, I'm calling to get my balance.
As of right now, the city says there are about 30,000 people currently on these payment plans. But about 18,000 people are late enough and owe enough on their water bills to be in shutoff status. Andrea is okay for right now. She has still got some time to pay down her total balance.
$537.68.
So Malone says she's going to do what she can do. She's going to try to borrow money from her ex. She might pawn her DVD player. But then what?
Do you feel like you can stay on the plan?
Not really. Like I said, it's tough. It's either pay the water bill or get it shut off. And I can't be without water, so I'm struggling.
So right now, it kind of looks like there is this cycle happening in Detroit. The city shuts off people's water, so people get on payment plans. But then people fall off the payment plans, and the city shuts off people's water.
The plan was not successful based on what we've all agreed success should be measured by.
This is Gary Brown. He runs all of Detroit's city services. And he is suggesting something new. It's called an affordability plan. What does that mean? It means charging low-income people less for water.
Because that really speaks to the poverty that's going on in our city.
The city council has put together a work group to really try to dig into this idea. Councilwoman Janae Ayers says the city has to figure something out.
We can't have that many people without water. I can't sleep at night knowing that.
But the city's legal department says this could all get very messy. It points to a Michigan law that says city rates have to be based on the actual cost of service, not on what people can afford. Other city council members have said, well, okay, let's get creative. Maybe we offer subsidies or something. But Mayor Mike Duggan is skeptical.
People move every day. How would you ever figure out what the income is in a household from one day to the next?
Actually, other cities already do this. Cleveland for one, Portland, Oregon for another. So it may not be impossible. And for his part, Duggan is reminding people, look, there is financial assistance available if you are low income and you're behind on your water bills. That pot of money is about $3 million. Detroiters owe the water department about $47 million. In Detroit, I'm Kate Wells for Marketplace.